This episode is part of the Pool's Local Officials Stronger Together podcast series. It's one way we serve local officials through integrity, public service, fiscal responsibility, and operational excellence. As always, please direct specific questions about coverage to your member services manager.
Welcome to episode 5 in the Risk Pool's STP podcast series. I'm your host, Scott Houston, and in this episode, we'll talk about the Texas Police Chiefs Association Vincible program. As with each episode, I'll give you some basic information, visit with people who are experts in the subject, in this case, the police chiefs who founded the program, and then give you several action items to ensure that you're getting everything you can from our partnership. I hope you've had a chance to listen to our prior episodes. In episode 4, we talked about sewage backups. After we recorded that one, I saw an online article about a British town that had to remove a half-mile-long, 320-ton fatberg. I've never heard that term before, but it's certainly apropos. What is a fatberg? According to Wiki, fatbergs are formed when oil, grease, and fat poured down drains combined with non-biodegradable items such as wet wipes and cotton balls. The British actually have a campaign where they say, and I quote, "We'd ask everyone to help fight the fatberg by only flushing the three P's, pee, poo, and paper, as well as disposing of fat and oils in the trash bin, not the sink." Words to live by, right? No matter which side of the pond you're on. Hopefully your local government doesn't have any fatbergs growing in your sewers, but check out that episode to learn more about your liability for backups here in Texas. Today's episode is about law enforcement officers and the physical and psychological state in which they go about doing their jobs. With so much going on in the arena of police reform and so much unpleasant rhetoric about policing, one of the most stressful jobs in the world just seems to get harder and harder. What's interesting is this. As many as 50% of officer deaths in some years can be attributed to behaviors that are controllable, including officer fitness, emergency driving training, and the wearing of seatbelts and body armor. Both the Pool and the leadership of the Texas Police Chiefs Association have continually partnered to change that, and their most recent effort is called Vincible. We usually think of the word invincible, but that's been the problem. Our law enforcement officers aren't, and getting that message to them has been difficult. Through the Vincible partnership, the Chiefs are trying to change that every day, roll call by roll call. The tenets of the program, which they call cornerstones, like so many things, are actually pretty simple, but very important in reducing injuries and death. The program is based on the adoption of 5 cornerstones: wear your vest, wear your belt, watch your speed, stay fit, and 540. 540 just means being aware of your surroundings all the way around and also the 180 degrees over the top. The cornerstones are communicated through a weekly roll call training that's created and shared by the Police Chiefs Association Officer Safety Committee. Now, our podcast series goal is to raise the awareness of elected officials and management about these types of risk mitigation programs, and I would say this is one of the most important ones out there. I'm first joined by Terry Nichols, the police chief in Seguin. Terry is the current author of the substantive materials that go out each week for the roll call training. Chief, tell us what the impetus for this program was.
I think what we saw as profession, there were certain things going on that we were hurting ourselves. There were certain things, we were wrecking cars, we were getting hurt, we're not fit as we should be. And these are things that are within our control. And you also have officers in this day and age, believe it or not, that still do not wear their body armor. So seeing these things within our control, a group came together and says, let's start attacking these. Let's invade the law enforcement culture to start changing these behaviors that we can change and have a direct impact on officer safety. And that is always wearing our seatbelt, staying fit, slowing down when we're driving, wearing our armor. And we eventually added what we call a 540 concept of wellness and the holistic approach of health, wellness, and resiliency in police officers.
And this came out of a TPCA safety committee, right?
You're absolutely right, Scott. What we did was look at, you know, again, what was hurting and killing our officers, and then start going from there. A committee, a kind of a subcommittee, the Officer Safety Committee, was formed, bringing in different experts in the field, not necessarily part of the Police Chiefs Association. Dr. Alex Eastman from Dallas was a medical person on. Myself, at the time, I was at the Alert Center at Texas State University, focused on the active shooter threat. I was brought on to the committee, and other specific disciplines outside the Police Chiefs Association formed this committee just specifically working on Vincible. And what we did was, again, try to start tackling each one of these different things, these topical areas, and build a roll call, a weekly roll call that ideally it goes to an agency. And when the officers come to work, their sergeant, lieutenant, captain, whoever gets up in front of them and presents this scenario to them, this weekly training scenario to them. And then they talk through it, come up with best practices, and hopefully remember that as they go on about their shift and throughout the rest of their week and month and year.
Like so much in risk management and safety training, it's really not rocket science. But the idea is to develop a construct or a culture in which folks are always thinking about those basics.
You know, talking about keeping in front of things, I'll brag on Brownwood Police Department for a second. The assistant chief out there had signs made with the cornerstones of Invincible that we put on the gates. So when officers rolled out of the gates in their patrol cars, as the gate slides open, they're looking at those tenets of Invincible on a sign on the gate. So just trying to think outside the box of how do we invade this culture, this law enforcement culture, and make sure these things always stay in front of people and they're at the forefront of their mind when they go do their job every day.
Your story about the signs on the way out actually gave me the chills, Chief. Very cool. Thanks again for joining us. In my mind, if this program saves one officer from being injured or killed, the whole thing is worth it. But the benefits go way beyond just protecting the officers. The roll call training makes officers think about how to best react to different scenarios, which can also keep your citizens safer as well. Let's now talk to Chief Stan Standridge from San Marcos. Chief, you're really the one who sort of founded Invincible, right?
One of my assistant chiefs, Mike Perry, he said, you know, the word that keeps coming to mind is Invincible. And somebody immediately corrected him and said, oh, you mean invincible. And he said, that's actually the problem. We all think we're invincible. And yet 50% of the time we're responsible either for our own injuries or we're somewhat culpable in our own deaths. In other words, we have preventative things that we could be doing that we're not. And everybody was like, that's pretty good.
How do you think this is different from other police training resources that are currently out there?
Just started thinking outside the box, and we started realizing, okay, well, let's look at how we're being killed. Driving. All right. So we need to slow down, both in the context of pursuits and emergency driving. It's really important to recognize that driving has two components, emergency driving and pursuits. We also recognize that contrary to state law, we have officers not wearing seatbelts, deputies, troopers not wearing seatbelts, and they're losing their lives. They're being ejected from their own vehicles. There is no exception in law enforcement for these officers to not wear a seatbelt. So we looked at wearing seatbelts. We all talked about armor. You know, it's hot, it's miserable, it's heavy, but it saves lives. And so we believe that this should be a requirement that you have to wear armor if you're engaged in field operations. So we worked toward a best practice for wearing armor, and that became another cornerstone. And then we recognized that cardiovascular disease is still killing probably a third of us every year in Texas. So we recognized that fitness has to be a mainstay. So it became the fourth cornerstone.
You spoke about the four cornerstones. When was the fifth cornerstone, the 540 concept, added?
We needed something about competency, tactical competency, and then we wanted to also focus on employee wellness and resilience, which to me is also a competency. That's where 540 was born. 540 is an alert phrase, alerts advanced law enforcement rapid response training. I've been an adjunct with them since 2004. So for alert, 540 is this concept that you have to fight in a 360 environment plus 180 anything above you. Well, I stole it. I got their permission. I said, hey, I'd like to use 540 as one of our cornerstones, but for a different reason. I want 540 to be the two sides of the same coin. On one side are the tactical competencies. It's the push versus the hold. It's how to move and cover, how to communicate. It's all the tactical competencies that we've been taught over the last 2.5 decades. On the other side, health, wellness, and resilience. That became the fifth cornerstone. And so now we are probably at 300 plus roll calls that have been disseminated to agencies. We've tried to invade culture through patches, through coins, by giving away IFACs, individual first aid kits. Terry probably talked about all of those initiatives. The goal is to touch officers on a weekly basis so that we eventually change behaviors.
Thanks for joining us, Chief. That's awesome information. The program that these chiefs have come up with is one of the best examples of risk management on the front end that I've seen thus far. It's simple, and it reinforces the main thing that police officers can do to stay safe and police better. Okay, let's talk about your action items for today. Action item one, go to the podcast webpage and watch the Vincible video that's linked below this episode. Keep in mind that these materials and the roll call materials are really only for law enforcement officers, but the public information on the Vincible website, including that video, gives you great insight into the program. Action item number two, ask your chief if he or she is using Vincible, and if not, why not? Irvin Yannick, the pool's loss prevention manager, told me this about it.
I do want to emphasize that this is all done free of charge to anyone that wants to use the resources. I know TPCA does not limit it to their membership. They do not limit it only to TML IRP members. It's available to any police agency in the state of Texas. And that includes everything from county officers to school district officers to DPS, to game wardens. If they're a law enforcement officer and they want access to those materials, they're free of charge and readily available to them.
Finally, action item three. Thank your chief and officers for what they do every day. If they're doing it right, like so many of our law enforcement professionals are, let them know it, and then let your citizens know it as well. If they need help, have them reach out to the Chiefs Association or to the pool. Your police department can actually get items from Vincible to show their professionalism. Chief Nichols spoke to me about that as well.
We call them legacy items. So we have posters that can be put up in like briefing rooms or in roll call rooms in next to computers where they do report writing that have the tenants on there. Like I mentioned, Brownwood, they went out on their own and had their sign shop make metal signs like a speed limit sign, but they put on the gate. We have challenge coins we can provide, Velcro patches that people put on their gear bags and keep right next to them. Stickers, I have a sticker on my laptop for Vincible. So again, trying to stay in front of them all the time and invade that culture.
That's it for this episode. If Vincible saves just one life, like I said before, I'd say it's completely worth it. So good work to the Police Chiefs Association, and thanks for listening. I hope you'll join us again on future STP episodes.
To review written materials associated with the presentation or to ask Scott a question, please visit www.tmlirp.org and click on the Stronger Together podcast link. Please remember that the information in this episode is provided for informational purposes only and doesn't constitute legal advice. We recommend that you review the podcast and the accompanying written materials with your attorney prior to taking action.